Okay, so let's start in the Daf Nun Aleph on the base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the top of Chista. My machlekes b'mokim pleni. Machlekes is b'mokim pleni. Where a person says, I want to be going to Shalisa in a certain location in advance. That's where they're going to argue. We have machlekes in a Meir Yehuda. And the question is, where exactly they argue? A Meir, the machlekes is Oni in Oshir. So the Machlokes says b'mokim pleni in advance, or Meir Savar Oni in Asher Loi. Only one that has the option of being kind of shvisa in advance, b'mokim. Again, b'mokim is in contrast to b'mokimi. B'mokimi means ragla. The word b'mokimi with the yud is equivalent to the case of ragla. You're standing on the location. B'mokim means I'm not. It's namish nothing, no pas and no raglayim, amira. In advance. So where is your machlekes from Meir Yehuda? The machlekes b'mokim pleni or Meir Savar Oni in Asher Loi. Oni yes, Me'asher not. Only a person that's stuck on the road, he has the option of going, making. He was planning on. He's stuck on the road. You were not able to do this in advance. It was like an accident, basically. When we say Oni, it means you're an accident, not an Asher. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Afilu Echol Oni V'Echol Asher. So that's the Rashi. Let's just read the Rashi a little bit tonight. Rashi says, "Avol b'mokaim machlekes b'mokaim ploni." So a few lines down across the Rashi, "Is dear master machlekes b'mokaim ploni." The ain kan loyer b'pas loyer b'ragel ella amir ba'alma. Allah kamera meir oni ino shaloi. Avol that's the machlekes from meir. Rabbi says, "No, afilu Rabbi Yehuda saw echad oni v'chadash." So even a person that had the ability to do so. Even if you have the ability to do so, you're still lazy. I don't want to stay home, and I want to make a declaration. I want to be kind of shvus in a certain location. It works. I will be mekayimi. But when it comes to a case of biraglov, divrei hakol echad oni v'echad asher, everyone agrees that if you're standing in the place where you want to be kind of shvisa, and you're not putting down bread, you're going to be kind of shvisa biraglov, difficult to work. Why digger biragel? Everyone agrees, according to Rav Chista, the ikar erev is biragel, and this that Chazal said you can use bread is only. To be makel is only to make to in order to make it easy for a person who doesn't want to put down to want to do regal, want to make it easy. We let you use bread. Now, in light of this new interpretation of the Mishnah, Rav Chista's understanding of the Mishnah, now we have to go back and read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says v'zohi sha'amru, which is mashma a kula of regal. When it says v'zohi sha'amru means the how did we learn this yesterday? The ikur erev is bepas. The Zohi, this is where we're going to make an exception. We're going to allow you to do an Erev without Pas. Now, what are you talking about? If you're learning that, we're dealing with a case where you are Biraglov. Everyone, just according to Rav Chista's Mahalach, everyone agrees that the Erev is, the Iker Erev is Biregel. So the word v'zoihi doesn't make sense. The word v'zoihi is mashma. This is the case we're going to be makel. This is the case we're going to be makel. Derech klal is not the way to do it. But no, here we're going to be makel. We're going to make an exception. We're going to let you be ma'arev in this way. But if we're dealing, we're going to let you be ma'arev biraglov. We're going to let you be ma'arev, well, in this case, let's say, okay, let's read one more, read Rashi. V'zoi shamu man katoni lara meir. Why? Because according to Rav Meir v'ahaya, and in which case, on which part of the Mishnah are we going? Koi aha misha baba derech v'choshcha. In the case of a person that's baba derech v'choshcha, and wants to be ma'arev b'mokoyim ploni. Okay, so let's take a step back. So this part of the Mishnah, it says v'zoi hi sha'amru, is mashma kula. On which kula, which case, and in which kula are we discussing? We're discussing a case where a person wants to designate his shvisa ba'amira in advance, b'mokoyim ploni. And the Zohi is mashma, we're only going to make an exception for one type of person, but not for everyone. Now, who's the one that said that? A mayor. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. They're exactly the same. You have to put a lot of different pieces together. Again, that's a little confusing. I'm a little not clear, but let's try to do it the best we can. according this statement, the Zohi Shamu, the words, the fact that the Mishnah has said this is the case, that's mashma, there's a kula that's being applied here to one person, but not for everyone. It's something that's unique that's happening. So, and where is this going on? Which case are we discussing? We have two different. We have really three different cases. We have two different cases: the case of bimakoyim ploni in advance, and bimakoyimi. So we're going to learn that we're going on the case bimakoyim ploni in advance. And when you want to be kind of shvisa in advance, further ahead in the road, this is machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says we're only going to be makel for the ani, and Rabbi Yehuda says everyone can do this. This is nothing special. Echad ani v'echad asher. So the only one that can say the word v'zoihi will be Rabbi Meir. And since according to Rav Chisda, the only place Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue is the case b'moko in ploni, not b'mokoimi. Because b'mekayimi, everyone agrees it's mutter. Echad ani v'echad asher. The words would not fit. Therefore, that's what the case has to be. Then, when the mission goes on and says v'loyamu marvin b'pas, then when the last part of the mission is v'loyamu b'pas, which is mashma that the ikar erev is beregel. Who holds the ikar erev is beregel where it's b'mekayimi b'beregel el lohakel man ketani lo durei hakol. Because according to Rav Chisda, everyone agrees to that principle that when you've been kind of shvisa beraglov, it's mutter l'chol hades. That's the ikar way to make an erev, and this the Chazal allowed you to use bread. Was only a kula of the person who's at home doesn't want a matriach to go and stand in the place when he wants to make an air. If you can send his bread with a shliach and put the bread over there, let's read Rashi to get a bit of clarkite. Avol v'zehu, the next words in the Rashi, the word Dibur Masa v'zehu shiamu demashma, the word v'zehu, which really now gears it's v'zohi. This is not the Iker Erev. We only made this Kula for an Ani. Al Karchach, it has to be Rabbi Meir Kamala. He said it. Even though we're dealing with a situation where a person is traveling and it got dark. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you can do this. Rabbi Yehuda also says that this can be done. And that's not the Iker Mitzvah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rashi is in the Kasha. Why does the Gemara limit this statement, the Zohi Shiamru? Only according to Rabbi Meir, that's not true. Even Rabbi Yehuda also can give us an interpretation for Zohi Shiamu, because everyone agrees that in Koine Shvisa in advance and Rakam in advance, that's not the Iker Erev. And all the words Zohi Shiamu is mashma that this is not the Iker Erev. And that's true. It's not the Iker Erev Dulsai, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi explains, very important Rashi, Afilu Rachi, Loi Matsina Loi Kulukmak Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Diktani Bo Oni. Because it says Zohi Shiamu Sheha Oni. What were the words of the Mishnah? The words of the Mishnah Zohi Shiamu, going back to Daf Nun, Daf Mem Tesa Mebeis, where it says Shiamu He Oni Ma'arev Biraglov. So the fact that it says Oni, it can only work out according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is true even for an Asher. So Rashi is making a very important point, that the Ikar Gemara is, the Gemara is making is not so much on the word v'zohi, according to Rav Chisda. The Ikar Dika, the Gemara, is the fact that it says he'oni, according to Rav Chisda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha being ma'arev b'makim ploni misha baba derech b'makir gedev ilan is true according b'bein according to Rabbi Yehuda is good both in oni and in osher, and here it says dafka oni. So the only one that can make sense out of this is then Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says misha baba derech makilin b'gadah is only in oni. This is a very good point, Rashi. Okay, so that's the Gemara's maskana. So let's just review the last part of the Gemara. Let's review it outside. What we have over here, according to Rav Chisda, very big aside. We have here, according to Rav Chisda, basically, there are three different cases in the Mishnah. There is the case of Mi Shabba Baderech, the Choshcholoi, Umakir Ilonai Goder. And you say, I want to be Kohen Shlisa Bimoko Imploini. So according, so what's the halacha? So according to Rav Chista,
he has to actually be able to see it from him?
No, does not have to be able, he has to be makir, he has to know about it. We're traveling on the road winds back and forth like the Jackie Robinson, right? It's not shaykh to see what's ahead. Winds back and forth, and you say, I want to be Kohen Shlisa at a certain location. So according to, and you can reach, if you wanted to reach it, you can reach there. So we come out of Maskon, according to Rav Chizda's Mahalich, this is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who has the right to do something like this. According to Rabbi Meir, only in Ani, only in basically the person that had that had no other option. He's mamish stuck. According to Rabbi Huda, you know what? Even if you had the ability to do so, and you chose to be lazy not to do so, also you can do it. Even in Osher. That's where the machlokes is. Next part of the Mishnah. Let's say you're mamish, you're standing, you're at home, you're comfortably at home, and you want to be kind of shlisa biraglov. Can you be kind of shlisa biraglov? Everyone agrees, echad ani v'echad asher can be kind of shlisa biraglov, even in asher. The only reason why Chazal said that there's a din of being bar b'pas, that's only to make it easy. If you don't want to go and run out to the makom shlisa, you can send your bread with the shlich to put the bread down there on your behalf. Now, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, we have to analyze two statements of the Mishnah. The first statement of the Mishnah is the Zohi she'amru ha'ani me'orev, that the ani can be me'orev in advance. The exact words in the Mem Tes Amid Beis are the Zohi she'amru ha'ani me'orev biraglov. And ani kim ma'ariv biraglov, meaning in advance. Wherever biraglov doesn't mean that you're standing there; it means wherever you are, you can make a statement. I want to be kind of shlisa in advance. Doesn't mean biraglov doesn't mean you're kind of shlisa where you're sitting. You're standing wherever I am here. I make a statement. I want to be kind of shlisa in advance. And that statement has to only work out according to, first of all, which case are we discussing? So right away, according to Rav Chizda, discussing the case of where you are b'vaderech v'chashcholo, and you want to be kind of shlisa further ahead, because you makir ilon oigoder, and biraglov here means the place where you are standing. That's biraglov. I don't want to be kind of shris. So here I'm going to be kind of shris in advance. This only can be going like a mayor, because it says dafka ani in asherlo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this halach is true for an asher as well. So this statement can only work out according to Rabbi Meir, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then when the Mishnah goes right and the Mishnah says that you can be'orev biraglov, and the only reason why Chazal said you have to use pas is only lahaki lalav, that's according to everyone. Because in a case where you're mamish on location, you're on site, you want to be kind of shlisa, according to Rav Chizda's understanding, there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees you can be kind of shlisa, bein bepas, bein beregel, and adrava, regel is the yikr, and the Chazal gave you an option of using pas in order to make it easy for you. Okay, now we're not going to go over Rav Nachman, because the Gemara is going to come back to Rav Nachman in a few moments. This is Rav Chizda's mahalach in the Mishnah. Now we go to the Gemara, Tanya Chavos, the Rav Nachman. Now, after we learn maskana to the mahalach in the Mishnah, we have now a braisa that supports Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah. So we'll see again Rav Nachman as we go to the Gemara. What's the Brayt say? It says in the Brayt, so Echod Oni V'Echod Osher Ma'orvin B'Pas. That's a davar part, everyone can use Pas. V'lo Yotza Osher Chutz L'Tchom. And an Osher bought V'lo Yetze Osher Chutz L'Tchom. An Osher may not go outside the Tchom V'Yemar and say Shavisasi B'Mekoymi. An Osher, hear this, may not go and stand outside the Tchum Biraglov and state, I want to be kind of Bimukoimi, Lifi Shloy Amru Arvin Biregel, Ella Lemisha Babadech. The only time Chazal gave us a leniency to make an air with your feet is Lemisha Babadech, the Choshcha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So here, your mamash could not get better. What we just said over here, according to Rav Chista, this statement is not true only according to Rabbi Meir. According to what we just learned the last two minutes, according to Rav Chista, this statement is true according to everyone. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this statement is true. The fact that this braisa says that this halacha, that the only one that can use his regel is an ani and not an asher, is only according to Rabbi Meir and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, is exactly the way Rav Nachman learned pshat in the Mishnah. Right? We're going up to what we learned yesterday. I'm gonna review what we learned yesterday. I'm relying on memory from yesterday. We're gonna see what Nachman says. But according to what we just learned 2 minutes ago, the whole machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is bedafka in a case where you're on the road and I want to be kind of shvisa mile ahead. I want to be kind of shvisa. So there, what? Okay, less than the chum. You want me to kodesh shvisa 1,000 amos ahead. So there, Dafka Rameya says, oh, only an ani, not an asher. Rabbi Yehuda says, echad ani v'echad asher. But let's say you're not trying to be kodesh shvisa further ahead. You're standing on the site where you want to be kodesh shvisa. I'm standing right here. My feet are touching the ground, and I want to be kodesh shvisa right here. But I'm not putting down a piece of bread. I'm kodesh shvisa baraglov. What did Rav Chista to say, oh, less man the polit. Everyone agrees you can be kind of shvisa with your feet. Everyone agrees. What did we just learn now? The only one that says you can be kind of shvisa with your feet is an oni, not an asher. That's not like we just learned 1 minute ago. That's how we learned the Gemara, the Mishnah, according to the Shita of Rav Nachman, not like Rav Chista. So Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad Ani V'Yachid disagrees. Echad Ani V'Yachid Asher Marav B'Regel. V'Yetzi Asher Uchus Atchum V'Yemar Teish V'Yisasi B'Mekoymi V'Zel Hu Yikara Shalei V'Hitir U'Chacham. Then we go weiter in this Brisa. V'Hitir U'Chacham L'Bal Habayis. The Bal Habayis gave permission. L'Bal Habayis L'Shalech Eruvay B'Yad Avdoi B'Yad Binoi B'Yad Shluchoi B'Shvil L'Hakil Alav. They gave permission, the Iker Erev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a beragel, even for an Asher. And the reason why Chazal instituted bread is in order to make it easy for the Asher to send the Shliach in order to Lohakil Olav. Okay, so we have here a Mamash of the Fair Sharia, that this member goes exactly to the Shita of Rav Chista's, Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah, not like Rav Chista's understanding of the Mishnah. Weiter. On Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Yanshe Beis Memel. Memel, name of a place. Of Yanshe Beis Gurion. Be'arroima, name of a place. Shahayu mechalkim groigrois v'tzimokim lanim b'shnei betzores. They were distributing dried figs and raisins to poor people in years of famine. Uboy nanshe kfar shichin v'ani kfar chananya. And the people were desperate for food. So they came, the poor people from these two villages. The poor people of Kfar Shichon, the poor people from Kfar Chananya, umechashichon al hatchum, and they went to sleep on the tchum. They went, in other words, there was food being supplied in this city. Problem was, these people lived approximately 4,000 amas away. So there's no way for them to come to this location to receive the food for the poor. So on Shabbos, they're going to starve. Now, not mom's going to starve, because nefesh, otherwise, they're hungry. They want to receive food, but they can't walk. It's past the tchum. So what are they going to do? So they were ma'orev b'raglof. They came and they stood on the tchum, and then they went home. And the Mela, by standing on the tchum, because they're not going to distribute the food until the morning. There was special set times to distribute food for the poor. They didn't distribute the food the whole night, so the next distribution is after davening, let's say 11 o'clock the next day, and they want to be on Shabbos. They're distributing the food on Shabbos at 11 o'clock, and they're not able to, and now, but they cannot travel from their hometown to the city because it's 4,000 amos away, so they will not be able to come on Shabbos and get the food, and eat the food. So what do they do? They need to make an Erev Tchumen. So what do they make? How do they make the Erev Tchumen? They came Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, and they stood on the Tchum. So now they're 2,000 amos right in the middle. Now they went back home to sleep in their homes. And now the next day they can walk 4,000 amos to the city to receive the food on Shabbos. Okay, problem is, even though they're very poor, that's why they're coming to get the food, they're still called Ashirim with regard to the laws of Tchum. They're very poor, they need the food. But they have in their home Shmozon Shtei Sudos. So if they wanted to really, according to everyone, that's machlokes. We're going to get to that machlokes in a moment. But the point over here is, we have over here these people, they wanted to receive the food in the years of famine in this city. They needed to make an Eruv Tchumen. The way they made an Eruv Tchumen was Biraglov, even though it's years of famine and they're very poor, but they weren't so poor to the degree where they couldn't afford a box of matzah and put the box of matzah on the Tchum. So, but yet, no, we're not going to bother with the box of matzah. We're going to stand here. Now, who says so? Therefore, this is a case of Ashirim being ma'arev be raglof, according to the shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, the way we learned the Gemara yesterday, who allows you to do this? Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do this. But according to Rabbi Meir, can't do it. According to Rabbi Meir, if you're an Asher, you cannot be ma'arev biraglav. You must.
So we said you're an Asher, you have the food with you.
Well, no, you don't have the food with you. An Asher is a person who has the food in the house. You have the food in the house, and you want to make an erev. So you're cheap. You don't want to take the food from your house and put it down on the boundary. You want to be ma'ariv biragov. According to the way we learned the Gemara yesterday, who's the one that allows you to do this? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allows echad oni v'echad osher can be ma'ariv biragov. According to Rabbi Meir, the only one that can be ma'ariv biraglov is an oni, not an osher. These people were Ashirim, even though these years of famine, they're still called Ashirim. So Amar Yehuda, let's see, with Ma'isa. Amar Yehuda, because the Ma'isa is the first wide line. Amar Yehuda Ma'isa, Avyan Shem Memo. Avyan Shem Beis Gorin Be'ar Aroma, Shayim Machalkin Gro Goyis V'Simok, Kuzlan Ani B'Yishnei B'Soras. Ubor Ani Kvar Shichin, V'Ani Kvar Chananyo, Mashon Chashkin Al HaTchum. And they stood on the chum in order to be called the Shvisa. L'machros, the next morning, Mashkim, Ubom Lo'amar Avashi, Masne. So what do we see here? Uboin. So this was done like who? This was done according to Shi to Aramel. Let's see the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Dibur Hamaschil u'machshich nalatchum alma kol ikor eira beregel uvemekaymi. The Rashi points out the afagav de'anim hayu hayil uvebetam isnuhu ke'ashirim damu. Even though the story here, the Maisha Hayu was in years of famine, but they weren't poor to the degree where they didn't have food in their homes. So Rashi makes it very clear, since they had food in their homes, they have the status of Ashirim. Because it's impossible that the case was where they did not have food. They did have some food at home, and yet it says the afal pichen hoyum arv beraglon. They still menev with their feet. Umachshichin hainu b'mekoymi krav Nachman alma ikor erev beregel umachshichin al hatchom. Even though the chamei beisam yotzim kolkach v'yesham pitan afil loach shari ki less leishliach lar beraglov, we matter. So we see over here now. Why is it Rav Nachman? I'm a little confused here. Look at the place based in the Bach. Rashi didur hamaschil machshin nukdainu b'bukami k'Rav Nachman machshichin al hatchum. Which Rav Nachman was the one that said, only according to Rav Yehuda, you can do this. So why is Rashi according to Rav Nachman? Alma ikor erev beregel umach shichen al hatchum. The avagav del gabi erev ashirim heim the loha mevim bibetam yoitzim al kach. The yeish tam pit pas afilu hachi shari. Okay, so I guess let me give you a quick look over here on this, on my side of the Gemara and the Masiftal. Let me just see what it says here. This is the Ma'aseh of Yehuda. Machshin, the Ma'aseh says Yeshu Chav Nachman Shemach ve'Anshe Rafim Nidonim Ka'Ashirim. Ah, they're Ashirim. Ulefi Chach Tshichem Hein Leilich Lach Shechalat Chom Raglayim. Okay, so the raya here is. V'yach l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so the raya is here. This is an important point. The raya is here's the raya. Why will we matriach these aniyim, these people? They're not. Why we matriach them to be koine shvisa by machshichin al atchum, by standing on the tchum? Why couldn't we let them stay at home and say, we want to be koine shvisa be amira? Alright, let's remember we have three cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah is Misha Baba Derech, and it gets dark, and you don't even want to travel to the location where you want to be Kodesh Shvi, so you want to dedicate a makir, an Elon or a Goder, I want to be Kodesh Shvi on that Elon, that Goder. Now let's go a step down what we learned today, the Shita of Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, where is Dira Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? The place where Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda disagree is B'dafka Nishabo Baderech V'choshcholoi U'makir Ilon Egoder V'oimer Shvisasi B'mokom Poini. So who can do this? Rav Meir says only an Oni can do this, who doesn't have any food. And Rav Yehuda says Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. Now, but in all the other cases, Baragli, there's no machlekes. Now let's go rewind to what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned, according to Rav Nachman, where is the machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda? They argue, Bedavka, if you're on site, I'm on site, my feet are on the ground, I want to be kodesh shvisa on the place where I want to be kodesh shvisa, but if I really wanted to, I could have brought bread here. Salmon Asher, but I decided not to bring bread, I decided to be kind of shvisa with my feet. So here Rav Meir says, no good, only not an Asher. Rav Yehuda says, Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. But let's remember, but what would the halacha be? Here's the critical point that we need for this Gemara, to make sense of this Gemara. According to what we learned today, according to what we learned yesterday, but what would Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say in the case where you are on traveling, and it gets dark, and you know what? I'm not going to make it. I'm makir in Ilan the Goder. I want to be kind of shvisa over there. Is there a difference between an Oni and an Asher? Absolutely not. The machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda can only be in one case. And the other case, there's no disagreement, everyone agrees, doesn't make a difference, Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. According to today's Gemara, according to Rav Chisda, the place where they disagree is Misha Babaderech, U'makir Ilan V'God. That's where they argue. But in the other cases, so the diak over here, according to Rashi, is a very, very, very fine diak. What was the story? We have here people, these are people which are in Halacha rich. Now in Mitzias, they're not. It's a year of famine. They're starving. They're coming to take handouts. Achman al Nitzlan. They're coming to the handouts. They're not rich. But in Halacha, they have food in the house. So in Halacha, they're called Ashirim. And they want to come on Shabbos and take a handout on Shabbos morning in Shul. It's 4,000 amos. So what do they got to do? They got to make an Erev. There are two ways to make an Erev. How are they making the Erev? They're making the Erev by standing on site. Why do they have to come and stand on the site when it gets dark? Let them stay home and make a statement. We're makir that there is an Elon or a God there on the road, and we want our shvisa to be in that specific location. Why were the chachonim? Why were the chamatshriach, these poor people, to actually pick themselves up and come and stand on site to be kind of shvisa? Why can't we let them stay home and they'll make a statement? Tomorrow we plan on coming to the other city, 4,000 amos away. We know the territory very well. We're makir a goder v'ilon. We want to be kind of shvisa by the goder v'ilon, so we can come tomorrow and reach our destination. Do you know why Chazal did not let them do that? Required them to pick themselves up and go and stand there in that location? Is because the only one that allows you to dedicate a place in advance, further away from where you are, is only an Oni, not an Asher. If you're an Asher, like these people were halachically considered Ashirim, you're not allowed to dedicate a location, a God of Elon, in advance. No good. Why is it no good? If you learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Chisda, this is where Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir disagree. They disagree specifically in the case of Mishnah Babadech, Makir God of Elon. Rav Meir says, Dafka and Oni. Rav Yehuda says, Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. We pass him like Rav Meir, you're Ashirim. You can't go and just stay home and make a declaration, we want to become a Shvitz in this specific location. You're Ashirim. You have food in the house. You have to pick yourself up and go there. You want to Nitzach on Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. But if we learn the Mishnah, like the Shita of Rav Chista, we learn today, where is there machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? They argue bedafka in the Raglof, where not Misha Baba there, where you're on site and you want to be kind of shvit. So it's a machlokes. There's a machlokes. Can an Asher also do this? But in a case of Misha Baba there, Makar God of Elon, there is no machlokes. Everyone can do this.
Echad Ani. Mishbar
Baderach,
he doesn't have food with him, he's considering
Oni, even if he has food. No, you're considering Oni. That's the case, that is the case. If you are traveling, you're a traveler, and you're stuck on the road, you don't have food, then you're called an Oni. Everyone agrees you can designate a marker to be kind of Shvitsa. But that's not the case of this Maisa. That's the story. Read the story. Omar, let's read the Gemara Grand Cross a long time. Now we understand. The first white line, Omar Yehuda, Maisa, the Anshe Beis Memel, with the Anshe Beis Gurion, the Aroima, in this region called Aroima, Shayimachalkim, Gregorius, Vitzimakin Lanin, Mishne Betsois, they were distributing food, dried figs, to Anim. There, Rashi makes it clear, he repeats his words for some reason. Rashi makes it clear that even though they were poor, they were not halachically called, the Mishnah's terminology of Oni V'Yashir. There's being poor, you don't have money in the bank, that's one type of poor. Then there's the halachic status of Oni V'Yashir B'Nogeh, the Sugya of Hilchos Erevin. And Rashi makes it very clear they are called Ashirim. He repeats his word himself twice. They were Ashirim in Halacha. For the laws of Erev, they were called Ashirim. The reason why they're coming is because they need food. They're only in that respect. But they were Ashirim in the Halacha of Erevin. B'shnei Batzares. Ubon. Here are the keywords. Ubon. That's the key words. They actually picked themselves up. They got out of their house. And they walked the distance. Aniye kfar shichin. V'ani kfar chananya. Umach shichin alatchum. Why do they have to do this? The only reason why they did this was because since they are in halacha, have the status of an Asher cannot be kind of shvitsa with Amira. So, who says an Asher can't be kind of shvitsa with Amira? Rabbi Meir says that. Amir aliba drav Nachmon. But Rav Meir aliba drav Chista, it's not true. Afilu Asher can be kind of shvisa. So this is a chloro raya from this Maisa Shehoya that the correct Maisa Rav, the pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav Nachmon, not like Rav Chista.
Were they planning to walk back home?
Yes, not to carry back home. That they can't carry. They didn't have a meal. They're serving a meal in the shul. But they're not going to walk back home. Let's read the Rashi one more time just to get a clue. Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil, Machshin HaLadchum, Alma. The fact they were machshichin, they did not make a statement and go in advance, Alma. Ikur Erev Beregel Uvimukoyimi, the Ikur Erev is Beregel Uvimukoyimi. That's where the Ikur Erev Avagav Danim, Hoyu Hoyles Uvimukoyim, Itzmuhu, Kashirim Dom. Okay, Rashi makes it very clear. They have to have food, they can't survive. Even so, they were called Ashirim, they're Mamish Ashirim. Oh, we're Ashirim, we can't make a designation. We gotta pick ourselves up, go out there and stand there. Because according to the Shita of Rav Chisda, If you learn the Pshad and Rav Chisda, then Echad Oni, the Echad Asher, also has the koyach to make the Erev Be'amira B'mokoyim Ployni. So therefore, this is a raya to the Shita of Rav Nachman, a very stark raya. Okay, right in the Gemara, next Gemara. Omar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deikun. Now we go to the third raya. Came up to the third right, they put in the mission of the Shvalt of Shadar of Nachmon, not like Rav Chisda. The Tani, it says, Misha Yotza Leilech Le'ir Shem Arvin Law. A person was traveling to go to a city Shem Arvin Law. Now, this is really the next mission. This is the next Sugya. We're now getting into a very hard Sugya. Okay, here we go. A person was going on the road, Shem Arvin Law, and as he's traveling, I'm going out there to 4,000 Amos away. Erev Shabbos, that's where I want to go. And as I'm traveling, my neighbor calls out and says, Ruvain, what are you going there? It's going to rain, it's cold. It's not a good idea. Come back home. Don't go there for Shabbos. Don't go. So the Zircha there, right?
Don't go tonight.
Don't go. Okay, we'll read the Rashi moment. Don't go for Shabbos. Don't be koin the shvisa, and that's it. We don't want you to go there. Do not attempt to be koin the shvisa, or don't even go there. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. We'll see the Rashi moment. I'm shaky here. We'll see in a moment. But the person was planning to go there, and then as he's planning to go, all of a sudden his friend says to him, "No, convince him not to go." So the rule is, and he goes to that. He goes back home. He comes back home. So the Gemara says that even though since he actually picked up his feet to go, or just because he returned home, it doesn't mean anything. He only returned home temporarily. The fact that he was Okar Raglov to travel there, just because your friend tells you, someone tells you to do something, doesn't mean you're going to do it. Don't care. Most of the time, when someone tells you to do something, you do just the opposite. Unfortunately, that's a mitzvah. So when someone tells you to go back, the fact that you were Okar Raglov, we assume that in your mind, your kavana was to be kind of shvisa at a marker, a god there of Elon on the road, so that you can make it all the way to that city on Shabbos. We'll read the Rashi in a few moments to clarify the details. So the rule is humutu leilech. So he on Shabbos, if he changes mind Shabbos morning, he hears the good drasha 4,000 amos away. He gets word, so he's allowed to go. Because Baker Hadin, since he set out to go to that city, and that city is exactly, let's assume now, 4,000 amos away, we assume we were Yerlis of Daitoi, he really wanted to go, and he had Kavan, he knows the territory, he wanted to be going to Shlis, so along the road, at a certain marker, exactly 2,000 amos away. But everyone else in the city, what would that pass? Exactly that pass. And he's begedder, I guess he's begedder in Oni. A little like Rav Nachman. It's going to be the Ryan one moment. It's going to be like Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, he's an Oni. He's a poor man in this case because over here he's not able, he's stuck in the middle. We'll see in a moment the details. It'll be right, Rav Nachman, you can do this. But v'chol b'nei ho'ir, but everyone else in this home city who, let's say they all of a sudden, they're jealous. They also want to go to the other city for whatever reason. They can't go. It's too late. Assume because they never pick themselves up. They never even made the effort to go to the other city. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, before we go weiter, let's go over here the Rashi's, because we're quickly looking at some of these Rashi's. Masnis Tamideka, Kurav Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Dika we're going to prove? Rabbi Yehuda, B'mokim Ploni Asher, Loi. The point we want to be in Dik is that if you're an Asher, B'mokim Ploni doesn't work. The only one who has the Koyach to be koine shvisot in a marker in advance, a goder v'ilon, is only an oni, not an osher. Who's the one that says that's true according to Rabbi Meir only? Rav Nachman. According to Rav Chista, there's no difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in that respect. Everyone agrees, echad oni, the echad osher. The only one who limits this halacha of being koine shvisot, the mokin ploni, goder v'ilon, is only, to an oni, is only Rabbi Meir. V'chi polagad Rabbi Meir, I'm a mokin ploni, but where do they disagree? The machlokes is dafka bin the koimi when we kind of shlisa beraglof. There is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and a mere point of Chista's understanding. Okay. Mishayatza, here we go with the details. Mishayatza, kolduhu, a person gets up, he starts walking. Lear Shem Arvin Shasmukhali Roy Lusuf Dal Alpayim. Yachal Adam Melech Mizulu Zoy the Earth. Person wants to go to a city that's 4,000 miles away. We do the Rash because it was very important to study. We need all this for the next stop. Because the next stop we're going to discuss this in a very great detail. Vizir Chaver. Diamalai Ace Chamihi Ace Sinahi Kitlakamon. The person's friend says, don't go. Don't go. It's hot. It's cold. Then he changes his money talk. He makes him a bowed face. And he comes back home. And then tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning, after davening, he says, what did I want to go. I want to go. He can go. Gesunde hey, go. Humutu lelech. Rashi. Lamachar. Lo'oysa'ir. V'chol b'na iro yasurin. Why? Now, hey, we finished those Rashi. Let's back to the Gemara. So, v'avinim bar v'amra. Back to the Gemara. Ravina, but we ask the kasha, what in the world's going on? Maishna ihu, or maishna inhu? What exactly is the case? Why is he allowed to go? And why is the rest of the city not allowed to go? In other words, what's the case? What's going on here? In the case of the person, he has a home. He has a home in this city, and he has a home in that city. He has two homes. And the case is, where's exactly 4,000? Like, everything we've said until now is part of, I just told you everything in advance. And the case going with this 4,000 amos between here and there. Ihu kevon denafkulei lo urcha. So here's the chilek. He picked himself up. he actually went and he started to travel. He picked up his feet, he started walking a little bit on the road. Havale Oni. Ah. He now is begeder and oni because before the chavah called him back.
He started.
So when he started, he's on the road. I don't have food with me on the road. I'm traveling on the road. I want to go there. I was planning on going there. I was actually planning on reaching the destination before walking 4,000 miles before Shabbos and sitting down in my house, my other house in the other city, but. My friend called me back. He told me not to go for whatever reason, not to go. But the fact that I wanted to go, I had a desire to go, and I started to go, and as I'm traveling, I don't have at that moment in time when my friend says, don't go, there's a storm, there's a rainstorm, there's a dip, don't go. At that moment in time, I'm an oni. I don't have with me food, and I'm stuck in the middle. I really want to go, but I can't because I'm warned not to go. So at that moment in time, it's ki'ilu what I said, I want to be kind of shvisa at the midpoint, at the tree right in the middle, and I don't need to have any food because I'm an oni at this point in time. But the hanach, my friends, all of my friends who are in the city, even if they'll sit in their nice homes on their couch and they'll say, oh, you know, we would love to go. To the city of 4,000 miles away tomorrow. There's a drasha, there's a big shir, a big event happening there. But no, it's raining outside, it's snowing outside, we can't go. But they also said, so here the Gemara is adding a very important point. The case is going where everyone in the city unanimously made a statement, we also want to go. We also want to go to that other city 4,000 miles away to participate in this big event tomorrow. Everyone, that's right. Everyone wants to go. But the fact is, they're sitting in their home and they have food in their refrigerator. They're not on the road. They're begeder ashirin. Oh, begeder ashirin. Yeah, ataki, they're an oinus. We want to go. Everyone wants to go. We want to go. But you never pick yourself up out of your house. You're sitting in your house and you're complaining. You're complaining in your house. You're an usher who's complaining. An usher who complains is not kind of shisa b'amir b'mokan ploni. An oni who complains is kind of shisa. What do you have to do to become a halachic oni?
By starting out.
Not the bank account. By starting out and being stuck in the middle of the road. That's the lamed shechov the Gemara is making. The hanach. But wait a minute. Who's the one that's mechalik between an oni and an asher? Rav Nachman. Because according to Rav Chista, that's not where they disagree. According to Rav Chista, the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is making Erev Baraglav here on this spot. But to be kind of shvisa in advance, even if everyone agrees, an usher can do so. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. So there's another raya, since there's a chilik between the two. There's a chilik between Oni and an usher going Baraglav, that only makes sense lefi the mahalik of Rav Nachman and the machlokes in Amen Rabbi Yehuda. So vayit in the Gemara. So Ramayishna, I mean, the Ramavan Rav Chunin, Bechah, my skin, Gerikon, Chesh, Lashne, Badim, Bishne, Zishin, Tuchum, Shabbos, Benayim, Iyu, Kevin, Rav, Galei, Lurucha, Havli, Oni, Vahana, Chashiminu, Alma, Kol, Bimoko, Imploni, in contrast to Bimoko, Imi, Oni, In, Oshaloi, Shma, Mino, Gevald, the third raya to the sheet of Rav Nachman, Maz, and Machlekes, and Meir, Rav Yehuda, Vaitan, the Gemara, Masni, La, Rav, Chia, Barashi, Lechia, Barav, Kamri, Rav. So these are always the interesting stories when you teach someone. This is the Yishmer and Shas. These are gewaldige stories when you teach, when one person is teaching someone something else and someone is eavesdropping, right? Someone is eavesdropping in on the conversation. Rav. And he listens. You always have even Bisman Hazeh. You always have people that are talking about Bismarck. Someone is listening, or Rav is listening. You people don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? So that's something over here. So Amasni LaRav Chiya Bar Rashi LaRav Chiya Bar Rashi was teaching LaRav Chiya Bar Rav Kamei D'Rav Echad Oni V'Echad Asher both. Now what we know get what Echad Oni V'Echad Asher. So what is it referring to? Amalei Rav. So Rav said, Rav the father said, Sayim Bo Nami Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. In other words, he's coming to Paskin like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Nachman. Okay? No, so in other words, he's coming to the Machlokes. There is a Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We have proven already three times Rav Nachman is correct. And that means, where do they argue? They argue Bimikoimi. where you're actually standing in the location where you want to be Koine Shvisa. So Rav Meir says the only one that has the right to be Koine Shvisa with your 2 feet is who? An Oni. And Rav Yehuda says Echod Oni V'Echod Asher. Along comes this Rebbe was teaching Rav's son Echod Oni V'Echod Asher. Like who? Who's the one that says that? Sayin bar Nami Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Really, this is the Gemara quoted this before because we know that whenever you have machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who wins? Rabbi Yehuda wins. So the Gemara, in fact, asked the question: why was it necessary here in this case? If I'm not mistaken, why was it necessary for him to call Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? It's Pashat Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, because anytime there's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, he says Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, fine. Okay, that's a side point. But let's leave. Let's not get out of Gemara now. All we need to know is he told him the Halacha is Echad Ani, the Echad Asher, Halacha, that like who says that? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And we already know, we've proven already 3 times, that this Machlekes between the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is limited to Bimikoimi Biraglov. The Iker Erev is Biraglov. Le'amru Pas Ella, Lahokel Al Balabayis, not to have to go, he can be called a Shrisa Biraglov. New Gemara. Next. Allah Rabba Barav Khanan Havaragil Dasi Me'ar Tivna Lepumpadisa. He was Rogil that he came, he used to come every Shabbos. In other words, he made an Eruv. This is what he did every Shabbos. Every single Shabbos he would travel from Lepumpadisa. Pumbadisa was more than 2,000 amas away from Ar Tivna. Okay, look up on a map. There are such maps. You can find the ancient Pumbadisa and find where the Sikul HaTivna was. It was more than 2,000 Amas. So he made an Eruv Tuchum in every single Shabbos. The Omar, and what did he do? How did he make the Tehei Shavisasi Bitsinta? May my Shvisa be Bitsinta? It was the name of a place. Okay, it was the name of a place. I don't know what it is. Bitsinta. It's a place, some lokim, with a certain gas station along the way between Pumbadisa and Ar Tivna. Omar, they sit here and they have an art school to say what is in art school. It is the same art school.
Place.
Okay, for the name of place. Okay.
2,000
miles away. Omar, so look what he's doing. Look what he's doing. He's minkoinish shista biamira. This is shocking. This is shocking. You can't do this. We just concluded the halach is like Rav Nachman. And according to Rav Nachman, where is the machlokes between? Let's take a step back. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Go back to the previous Gemara. I'm sorry. Go back to the previous Gemara. Echad ani v'echad asher amar le'Rav Sayin b'halacha nami k'Rav Yehuda. He's the halacha is like the machlokes between. Wait.
This comes out from Rabbi Yehuda.
The previous piece of Gemara is like Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, where do they argue? They argue Halacha Rabbi Yehuda uch Rav Nachman. So what does Rashi mean? He been mekaymi. What is going on over here? Give me 1 second. Masti la achil Rashi kamen derechad echad Rishon hu leyosu ma beraglehem. Simon and Hosef alkachalok Rabbi Yehuda hamatil asos beraglov uchriv Rav Nachman asayv eshaf Rabbi Yehuda. Lo hiter lo asher el lekoy shvitsa bimokoy moy avoloy bimokoyim. But I'm confused. Give me 1 second. Previous Gemara he paskin echad oni v'echad asher, and that refers to the halacha of Biraglov. And then he told him saibonami halachas Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda holds as matir lo asher lo arev beraglov uchadiver Rav Nachman hasoyver sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lo hiter lo asher el lekvoy shvisa b'mekoy moy avoloy b'mokoy acher al yidei avoloy b'mokoy acher. So it's coming to limit. It's coming to say over here that in this case, like exactly what I said before, when the case that he discussed before is where a person wants to become a shvisa beraglov. And Biraglov Echad Oni V'Echad Asher, like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the only time, you have to all listen to the word, the only time Rabbi Yehuda said that we're not going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda is only where it's b'mekoymoi, b'mekoym ployni. Then we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Then it's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that in that case we talk a don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But where it's biraglov, then less man the pol. Like even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, we're going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Echad oni v'echad asho. It seems to say that. It seems to be saying. Rav seems to be saying is that when it's going to be b'mokim ployni, we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Then we go like Rav Meir. And you kind of shvisa only in oni, not in osher. But when you're going to be kind of shvisa biraglov, then echad oni v'echad osher. Because here we will go like Rabbi Yehuda. Because here there's no machlekes. The reason why we're going like Rabbi Yehuda is not because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. It's because that in this case there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Okay, that's what it means to be a sign book Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go to the next.
This is if he went every week.
Okay, now we're going to New Gemara. Now let's go. So here we're going every day. Here's the kasha. Let's that will become clear. Here was a Mashachoya. He was going every single week. And what did he do? He did not put down bread. He did not even stand there. He just said, I'm going to Pumpadisa for Shabbos. I'm sitting right here. I'm going to Shvisa at the tree in between Pumpadisa and this place called Bitsinta. That's all he did. So Amalei Abaya, my Daitach, what in the world are you doing? What's going on here? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. V'yom Rav Chista. Now he's coming over here and saying, Rav Chista said, what? Now he's getting Rav, what did Rav Chista say? Okay, now Rav Nachman. V'yom Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Machloikis, b'mokim ployni. The Machloikis is b'mokim ployni. And the Machloikis is b'mokim ployni. Now, where do they disagree? They disagree where it's b'mokoyim ploni. You want to be kind of shvis according to Rav Chista to the point of disagreement. I'm getting all confused. Give me 1 second. My daitach. When we started the Gemara to do yesterday, we started the Gemara today. We started with Rav Chista. Rav Chista amar machlokes b'mokoyim ploni. Let's just go back. Let's just take a step back. Okay, go back to the daf nun aleph amid aleph amid beis towards the top. 7 lines down, just to review the statement of Rav Chista Amar, Machloikis, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, B'mokoyim Ploini, is we want to be kind of shvis in advance, Jamea Savar Oni in Asher Lo, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Echad Oni vi Echad Asher, Avol B'mokoymi, Divrei HaKol, Echad Oni vi Echad Asher, Dike Erev B'regel. Okay, so now, so he's going, what's going on over here? We have here, Maisa, Amalei Abaye, my Daitoch, my daitach, what are you doing? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Rav Chista says, machlekes, where does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree? They disagree, the mocha in ployni, we want to be kind of shvisa on Elon or a goder, and Rabbi Yehuda says, dafka, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, echad, meas ech oni yashol, Rabbi Yehuda says, echad oni v'echad asher. So what's the kasha? I'm all confused. Let's see Rashi. My daitach, the osher at, v'amarta shvisasi b'moko imployni, you're an osher, and Rav Chista was the one that said, machloikis b'moko imployni, v'har Rav Nachman, but there's Rav Nachman that says fakert, right? V'har Rav Nachman, look at Rashi, next Rashi, v'har Rav Nachman, d'loi shori Rabbi Yehuda, Ella b'mekoymi, the Tanya Chavaser Rav Nachman Ella. Right, exactly. So, in other words, we reject Rav Chista. I'm sorry, I got all confused because the Gemara is quoting Rav Chista. The Gemara is only quoting Rav Chista to reject Rav Chista. We just proved that we don't follow Rav Chista. We've just brought 3 rayos that we follow the shita of Rav Nachman, and according to Rav Nachman, the only one that allows an osher to be ma'orev in advance, makom is Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't paskin like. And we don't paskin like that. So let's see one more time. Amalei Abaye, my daitach. What in the world are you doing? I know what you're doing. We have machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. V'yom Rav Chista, and Rav Chista's version is machloikis. Where is there a machloikis? B'mokoyim ployni. And there it was Rav Yehuda that said what? It was Rav Yehuda that said that Echad Oni the Echad Asher. But sorry to tell you, sir, V'chor Rav Nachman, but guess what? We don't paskin like Rav Chisda's understanding of the Mishnah. We paskin like Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah, and the Tanya Chavosei, and we brought three rayos to Rav Nachman, and what is Rav Nachman's understanding? That's not where they disagree. The place where Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda disagree is Dafka b'mekoymi. Avol b'mokoy imploni by the God of Elon, there is no machloikis. It's only Oni and not Asher. There is no machloikis. Only Oni even loy Asher. Even Rabbi Huda will agree Oni even loy Asher. So what in the world are you doing? The only logic I can see why you was here, he gets review, what's the story? The story over here is because he wants to be kind of Shvisa, and he's been kind of Shvisa with Amira. And he was an Asher. So the only way we can make sense of what you're saying is to follow the rules of Psak Halach. Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Meir, we always follow Rabbi Yehuda. And you wanted to tell me that where is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir? It's by the God of Elon. Who's the one that says that's where they disagree? That was Rav Chisda's understanding of the Machloikis. But according to Rav Nachman's understanding of the Machloikis, that's not where they disagree. They disagree with B'Koymi. But in the case of God of Elon, there is no machloikis. Everyone agrees Oni yes, Asher no. Therefore, and since we've conclusively proved that the correct interpretation of the Mishnah like Rav Nachman, and there's no machloikis in Bimoka and Ploni, everyone agrees Oni yes, Asher no, and you are an Asher, you have no right to be kind of Shvitza, be Amira. So what are you doing? Amalei, these are the greatest words man can say. Hadri bi, I have charata. I made a mistake, I have charata. I retract my words, I'm masking, I'm not going to do it anymore. From now on, when I want to go to Pum Bedisa, the only way to be kind of Shvisa is either by standing there or by putting bread out of that location. Okay, we're out of time. What?